You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hi, I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J. Okerson.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to the Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
Hey, campers, it's Black Lou, and welcome to the Bonfire's Best of the Week. On Monday's show, Jay and Dan talk about crazy exes and past relationships. And Jay tells us a story about a breakup where the girl did not take it very well. Jacob, come on. Anyways, take a listen.
I swear to you, I haven't thought about this until this very moment. A girl I dated who was very troubled chick, for sure. She was a Juilliard. Flute player.
Yeah.
Very, like, refined in that world. Like, you know, I think went to elocution classes and wrote, you know,
learned how to balance
show
a book on her
horses
head.
Yeah, like all that kind of shit in her life, and was
a drunk
whore. And I believe in college, all through college, all through high school, was like, because in high school they would go on these trips if you were in band, like,
sure,
that, you know, if you're like a prodigy flute player. I think she was fucked by probably almost every guy who was like some sort of a chaperone or something, she told. And she would tell it so matter-of-factly, where it was, again, it had to be me going, I had to do what I did with Dan by growing up in a back of a bar. I had to go, that's not cool. She's like, no, one, he's a great teacher. And then we were out, we were just drinking one night. I go, your teacher's not supposed to be drinking in high school. She goes, oh, but we're both. I'm like, no, we're not both. This is insane what you're saying. Like, it's not okay.
She just dates like really trashy chicks that have these stories and then tell that they're like, nah, it was fine. And he's like, you were molested.
Stop it. Stop doing it, dude. This girl.
I had to stop meeting all my girlfriends in Cutter forums.
Yeah, really. You go, wow, this is my new slit.
Wasn't she the one? Didn't she sit on the floor with a knife saying it's not real when she broke up with her?
She said nothing is real, and she was doing it slowly on the ground, stabbing the floor.
Just nothing is real.
Like winners.
Nothing is real anymore.
Nothing is real anymore because you broke up with her?
If you think Christine's not capable of stabbing a floor and saying nothing is real, then you have not met this
Saturdays.
Girl. He goes, that's how you know? You go, I got him into a lather.
Nothing is real. No, dude, I was like,
that's terrifying.
Well, it's funny because when someone's in that level of drama, even though you're going through shit, there is like a level of it that hits where it's like, nothing's real anymore. I don't know. And you're like, this isn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, you're going to be
like, just like in the grand scheme of the world, this is such a blip on the radar.
you're going to snap back from this one so fast.
I'm not even this dramatic about the chaos I've made of my life back at home.
You go, what? What do you mean this is not real?
Yeah, nothing is real. Goes, no, you're fine. You'll be fine.
Oh, is that her? So she's still in it. So it looks like nothing is real.
How new is any this thing?
Was this her website?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's so funny. Flute? She's just on a horse playing a flute, and she's just fucking nutso, huh?
Nutso. I mean, to be fair, Jay made it where she was in a situation where nothing was real. Yeah. So,
in her defense, nothing was real.
In her defense, nothing she thought was real was real.
So y'all banged, and then you ended it, and she went crazy.
No, that was the story of
that was me getting caught.
Oh, yeah, that was the fucking
That's the one I got
Craigslist.
Caught with that told the story. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, her and Carla were on the phone for like an hour when Jay woke up to the news.
Yowzers. Yikes.
Mm-hmm. Great this is not happening story. I'll
tell
you that.
I remember that. Yeah, that's a weird thing where you're just like, fuck. And then...
And what that's what I'm saying. That is a funny thing about like... And it is sort of a woman thing. I'm sure there's plenty of guys do this too, but from my perspective,
yeah,
I always see that much more outwardly with the woman when like things suck, it's a bad situation, it's a bummer, even emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Teary, I get. I've gotten teary over things like this. It's just like that, like the stabbing a knife into the ground, just going, what does anything matter? Nothing is real. And you almost got to bite your lip with laughter to be like, all right. I mean, like, you got to have some foresight in life to be like, it'll be fine.
The one that, the best,
like,
the best one.
Snap back nice. You are 21, 22, something like that.
The best one I've ever gone through was in 2015 when I broke up with my ex.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in LA and I was here. And I was like, you know, we got to break up. This is done. It was after Bonnaroo. And she was like, don't do this. You can't do this to me. And I was like, all right, I know, but we got to get through it. And I walk out of the bedroom and Vecchione's like, did you do it? I go,
I think we're going to try to work on it. And then 2 days later, she goes, I think we need to break up. And you're like, what the fuck?
Love is an illusion. I knew it.
Yeah. And then you go, okay, we'll work on it. And then they go, you know what? I just don't want to be with a guy that doesn't want to be with me. And you're like, what?
Oh, she got tagged up that night, yeah. Buddy.
Oh, what do you mean?
She dipped her toes in the water, tried out some new D.
Oh,
probably got
think?
Down some Frank Thomas D.
Oh, and then, man, the big
and
then
came
hurt.
Back to you, and she was like, oh, big yeah. hurt. She's like, oh, yeah, that is great. She yeah, goes, I felt
later,
good.
Later, Gator.
Bye, Dan. Oh, I was wrong.
By the, she has had a boyfriend, like, since shortly after that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the main thing.
Should I go to California and fight him?
But the crazy shit's on the other
side. 5 years later?
Yeah, 5 years later, come back for her.
Hey!
I
was wrong about you!
Let's make a baby!
I love that you hate Wendy's! I know I have a girlfriend, but I'll dump her for you! What if I dump my girlfriend now for her?
Dude, we haven't talked about it yet.
5 years later.
It'd be great.
I mean, I would get stabbed in my sleep.
No. She's not fine.
Her
like
girlfriend
that.
Would fucking...
Hey, campers, this is your beloved Merc Face, Andy Fiore, and on Tuesday's show, Dan, Jay, and myself talk about Dan's upcoming trip to Scotland, where being sober is going to prove to be a tougher task than old Danny Sodes thinks. Then, Dan tells us some of his favorite drinking memories. Take a listen. Crackle, crackle, motherfuckers.
Comics and Radio, Sirius XM 95. I'm Dan Soder. That's Big Jay Oakerson. Joining us, Andy Fiore.
Hello!
Hello!
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Nutty, dude. You're going away.
No.
It's pretty crazy. I'm packing the suitcase now.
Uh-huh.
And it's just fucking, like, all my underwear, all my socks.
Yeah.
Just everything. You're just like,
your goulashes.
My goulashes.
It's your passport.
Yeah, but
your
it's like cold
brush,
and rainy. It's like cold
fisherman's poncho.
Cold your and rainy there.
Galoshes.
So my, yeah, dude. I would love to get some slicks. Ari, who's going to be here at any moment, so it's 11:56, so yeah, they're 5 hours ahead of us. Ari texted me, because Ari did Edinburgh last year. Mm-hmm. He was like, how comfortable are you in your sobriety? Like, not drinking. And I was like, I'm pretty comfortable. And he's like, all right, it's a test.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah, because I guess Edinburgh is a drinking town, real big drinking town. Yeah, Lynn's nodding her head, yes.
Of course.
I'm going into the belly of the beast for
have
temptation.
Have some faith, Lynn. Come on.
The lady friend was a little
what's his,
lady
what's,
friend was
is this point that you're going to, this will be fun to talk about when Ari gets here.
Yeah.
Is the concern that like you're not going to be able to control yourself because you're going to be so bored and like you're going to want to just do something?
I think like the temptation to drink is high there. It's a very like, you know, some people have problems
have
when they
the
go to like,
world.
Yeah, but some people have problems when they go to like beach resorts or like to a beach or, you know what I mean? Like to mm-hmm. me, a foggy fucking Scottish.
A pub.
Oh my God. Yeah. Back of my jaw is starting to salivate.
Let's go to one right now.
Why that particularly?
Because I like drinking in, I don't know, I used to like to drink in like fucking.
With old fucking strangers.
Yeah, that's my style.
Dude, yeah, man. That's like part of being a bar kid. I don't know what it is. There's something like. I just liked bars. I like a fuck. I walked into a bar with Ramon Rivas in Cleveland when I was there. We were going to get late night food with like, we were meeting a couple of comics. Uh-huh. And we walked, he's like, I know this place, it's a bar, but they have this like, the wife runs the kitchen and she makes these unbelievable sandwiches. And I was like, let's fucking do it. We walked in and the guy was like, yeah, she's not here. She's coming back in a half hour to start cooking. We sat down at the bar and I was like, yeah, we got to get out of here. I was like, I got to get out of here. Because
really?
I fucking wanted to drink. The back of my jaw, it's the back of that jaw thing where you start, it's like,
huh?
It just yeah. like it's a bar where it's like in. I'd love to find out the name of it. I'll find out the name of it from Ramon, but it's in Cleveland, and it's like a fucking bar. It's like there's pool tables and just you know each stool. You got a stool. It's like almost diner stools, but yeah. It's just this bar.
It's the best.
Yeah, I'm salivating right now.
I know.
It's so interesting. That holds
yeah,
no
I'm an
appeal to me.
I get.
I have such.
Absolutely.
I have such a like. If I get there, even at that place, and it's like, yeah, we're gonna drink tonight. That. Place you're describing to me is like, can we just get whatever we're gonna drink and then go back to like the hotel room and bullshit?
Yeah,
or whatever. Like I don't get like bullshitting in a bar. I don't think it's fun. It's too loud.
Love it. Yeah, had a real fucking problem. Like smoking, but when you could smoke inside, or there were still bars you could smoke in. Mm-hmm. I was just in Nashville, and Nate's like, remember this bar? They do a show and you can still smoke inside of it. I was like, I remember being down here in like 2012 getting fucking hammered at that place.
Yeah.
Because you could smoke inside.
After hours.
Just sitting there at the bar, ripping butts, fucking doing shots. Woo! Yeah. Love it.
Yep.
I have a problem. I think that's like a different addiction where people don't understand. If you don't have it, you don't really get it. Like sex addicts. 100%
get that.
Sex addicts seems like it's tiresome. It just seems to me like your whole life is about fucking, you know? You're just chasing. Yeah. That seems like it would get old quick. The way, like, if you look at an alcoholic, you're like, you just want to sit in a bar and drink, and you're like, fuck, yeah, I do. But, you know,
it's not just the drinking, though. What you want to sit at a bar and what? Talk.
Yeah, smoke butts.
But you can smoke butts still, but you want to talk about what?
Just have fun. It's bullshit. What the show is.
If you're a regular at a bar, you show up, people are excited you're there. It's literally the cheers. It's like the camaraderie.
If you're a regular at a bar, you're an alcoholic.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe
no,
not.
You are. He's absolutely right. You're 100% an alcoholic. If you go to a bar regularly when you show up, if people know you, drinking problem. Immediate drinking problem.
But that's a part of it. It's the camaraderie.
Did you have bars, Dan, where you were walking in and he goes, that's Cheryl.
Yep.
Is Stacy working tonight?
Barcelona bar.
I mean,
sure.
I've brought these guys to O'Hanlon's before. That's Black Lou, that's White Lou, that's fucking Tony. Yep. Everybody's got a nickname, a drinking nickname.
McCaffrey and Burke in Queens, when I walk by it, I'm always like, Triona's around the corner from the cellar.
Triona's? That's Lou's place.
I used to go there and drink so Esty didn't know I was drinking when I got past the cellar. That was the place I'd go to, like, really drink.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'd go and fucking, they had beer pong. That was fun. What's weird is I quit, two years later, I'm like walking by Triona's, and this guy I used to drink with was there. He's like, what's up, motherfucker? And you're like, hey!
Get in here!
And you're like, I don't do any of that anymore.
Just run.
It's fucking crazy.
Oh, man, you used to be awesome!
You really feel like that, but you know... You feel like that because you identify with that like lifestyle for so long, and then when you're out of it, you're just kind of like, oh, my life's better, and I miss some people from that life, but it's also like, dude, I would wake up sick every morning, just like...
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, man, the first 2 weeks I stopped drinking and I would wake up and wait for the hangover, I was like, oh, I had a problem. I had a real problem. Joe List always jokes around with me because Joe List quit 6 months before I did, so he was the guy that I saw quit and it actually worked because he was my drinking buddy. Joe and I would go drinking until fucking 4 in the morning. Mm-hmm. For Christ's sakes, he's shitting a lady's shoe.
Yeah.
Like, that guy has stories.
Yeah.
Nate, Joe and I would drink a lot together. And when Joe List quit, something we'd always joke after I quit is he was like, do you remember when we would take a day off and then be like, we're healthy. We're doing real good. But it was true. It was like, we used to, and then when I stopped drinking, for the first 2 weeks, I would wake up and wait for the hangover. Like, I'd wake up and be like, here it comes. Oh, shit. Okay. No fucking...
That's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, like, side-splitting headache. Because when you drink, if you have enough hangovers, occasionally you can wake up and you can feel it hit. Where you're like, you wake up and you're like, I'm up? Oh, fuck. It's like, ha! It's like you just wake up and someone's like, morning! Pa! Just right in your head. You're like, fuck! It is, dude. I've had
any
like,
time the, you know, whatever the amount of times I've had that, it's always just a drinking water thing. I'm drinking water in a half hour from being completely fine.
But if you fucking do some real damage on yourself,
I used to
drink Pedialyte. I used to regularly drink Pedialyte.
Wow.
I had a Pedialyte. I had a joke for a long time where I was like, I think I know I'm an alcoholic because I buy so much Pedialyte that the Dwayne Reed by me thinks I just have a sick baby. Like, like I give my kid Munchausen. I'm just like, Morse, the baby needs his electrolytes.
He's is it because you're diarrheaing so much too?
Crazy. I shit mulch. Yeah. I used to just shit. It looked like mulch. Just like layers of wet mulch. Every day. Wet mulch.
For years?
Yeah. For fucking, you know. I want to say, and I used to rip butts while I smoked, while I shit.
Oh, it's so gross.
That was really mean. That was really bad. That was really bad, and I apologize to all my former roommates, but...
That's really
what
bad.
What about... Yeah.
Because Zach, my buddy Zach's ex-girlfriend who like was living with us, she goes,
oh, my God.
It smells like shit. She goes, it smells like shit and cigarettes.
It amplifies the shit smell so bad.
It's like, it's your boy. It's your boy, Danny S.
Hey, on Wednesday's show, we had Shane Gillis and Ron Bennington join as they discussed when they realized comedian Tim Dillon was actually gay. Later, Ron tells an amazing story about how his former co-host Fez came out of the closet live on air.
every single comic I've met in New York, yeah. there's been the first time I met him, and then I called Dan the next day, and I'm like, is fucking Zach Amico a fucking dickhead?
Yeah, like, yeah. No, I tried to explain to Shane, I'm like, no, you're just being way too much of a comic right now.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, Shane's coming from Philly where he was like the king, and then you come up here and people are like, I don't know who you are, and you're like, I fucking hate you.
I will say this, though. Who else has come into New York and has lit it up the way Shane has?
No, not a lot of people. Yeah. Not a lot of people.
The fact that you chased Tim Dillon out of town?
Yeah.
That's
crazy. Everyone talks about that.
That's fucking unbelievable.
Tim Dillon's on the run.
There's going to be one big fat gay dude. And that's me, dude. I'm here. Oh, by the way, New York, you guys don't know this yet. I suck dick.
Yeah.
So, can you guys start hiring me? Yeah.
None of us really believe it about Tim, though. That's the thing.
I was like, are you? I thought it was just a genius marketing strategy.
I thought so, too, until the 4th of July party. I saw him taking a fucking picture of a watermelon. He was holding up a piece of fruit over the skyline, and I was standing next to him. I was like, oh, yeah, forget you're fucking gay.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, he does something gay, and I'm like, oh, yeah, fuck.
I took him on a string of shows where we did, like, Boston, New England, and then we ended up in Vermont at the Vermont Comedy Club, and we're driving through Burlington, Vermont. It's a college campus, and there's, like, a bunch of these shirtless dudes in backpacks, and Tim just goes, well, hello. I was like, the only time where I've seen Tim be gay, where I was like, oh, yeah, dude, that's your shit. Get in there. It's just a bunch of shirtless hunks in Burlington. And he's like,
got that old dirty accent. He should be a construction worker talking about sniz.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly right. His whole life has been thrown off. Young boys.
Look at all these hard-shouldered fellas. And you're like, why is their voice so smoky?
The funny thing, Fez tried to tell us for years that he wasn't gay.
Yeah, dude, your announcement. When Big J and I became friends, one of the clips he always made me listen to was Fez saying he was coming out on your show. He's like, I'm gay. And then he's just silent. And Ron just doesn't say anything. It's one of my favorite. One of my favorite radio moments of all time. Because Jay was like, dude, you got to listen to this. He's like, I know you know. Because I listened to you guys when you were on at K-Rock, Free FM.
Yeah.
I was doing the weekend shifts. I was doing overnights. So we had access to all the fucking, you could go back in the log and like listen to shit. And I'd listen to ONA and Ron. I got caught a couple times. With like, you should be running the board. And I was like, what's up? But Jay, I remember being in his car in front of the comic strip, and he's like, he had satellite. He's like, you got to listen to this. This is the episode. We're going to smoke a joint until it happens. And that was one of my favorite moments where he's like, okay, I'm gay. And then, nothing. Right. And then the music.
Like I was offended.
Yeah. Ron was like, okay. It's fucking. Yeah, but Tim Dillon is a guy where you're like, he's so aggressive and big, you're like, if you were straight, you would be a problem.
Right, yeah.
If you were a straight guy, you would have a fucking hell of a time now.
Yeah, that's why he probably goes around saying that he's gay.
Yeah, he goes, I'm real gay. Also, your girlfriend's tits are magnificent.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gay. You can squeeze them.
Yeah. He goes, can I just finger pop your girl right here?
I didn't think he was gay at all until he showed that picture of himself when he was young. When he was with those,
the dancing one?
With the dancing things. And it was, I mean, I laughed for 2 days. This would have been buried so far in my soul,
dude.
They would never see it.
In the 1950s, right now, Tim is married at his age.
Yeah.
He's married with two boys and a girl, and that picture is like from the 20s, where he was like, you didn't know he was a twinkle dancer? That's like hidden in a fucking chest in someone's
back
attic.
Back then, they didn't know what gay was.
That's what I'm saying.
So
that's why it was
like,
just big.
He was a great dancer.
He could dance and perform, and he just didn't chase it.
And then he would get hammered at nights and just keep driving past the stone wall real slow.
Hey, fella,
you need a ride?
Yeah, he just goes, you know, there's some cute boys down at the park getting weird. And then he just smashes a guy's head and goes to prison for 4 years.
He would have to do that.
I got one of those in my buried deep. I got me and my friends in fourth grade at the talent show did the Village People. Did YMCA as a choreographed dance.
Oh, man, I'll tell you.
I was dressed as a fucking construction worker. And
Did you have a mustache?
I have older sisters, and they were like, you and all your friends are gay. And I was like, what? And they're like, the Village People were gay. And I was like, I thought this was about just having fun at the Y.
I didn't get that joke in Wayne's World. In Wayne's World, is it Wayne's World 1 or Wayne's World 2, where they go in and they're in the gay club as YMCA, and he's like, do it, Miss Thing, do it! And that's when I got it, and I was like, oh, fucking all right.
Village people are gay?
Yeah, I was like, I had no idea.
I thought they were just action figures.
Yeah, I just thought there it is. There's the Tim Dillon picture.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable.
Come on.
Holy fuck.
It's either a gay man or a sex addict.
Yeah.
You know, either like a hardcore sex addict, where he's like, I need it all the time. I gotta pay for it. I need it for free.
This was This is from the Jeffrey Epstein variety show that ran in the early 80s.
He goes, put down your Cornish game hen. We have some entertainment. Tim and the girls are going to sing a song. Now, Tim and the girls will be available for island pleasures.
Hi, everyone. I'm DJ Lou, and on Thursday's Lost Tapes, Big J explains to Shane Gillis why if you tickle him, he'll start to pee.
That I made the mistake of talking to Shane outside of the stand, and he just he didn't overhear. We were in a circle talking, and I was like, oh, yeah, I hate being tickled. Like, if Christine tickles me.
Yeah, good move.
I was like,
great move getting up.
I was like, that
right away.
I was like, if I get tickled, like, beyond being able to get away from it or stopping it, I'll piss all over myself. And every other friend I've ever told that to just goes, like, just acknowledge that's funny or they don't believe me or whatever. Yeah. Shane's the first person who made the face when he goes, you're telling me right now if I tickle you a lot. You're going to pee? I go, oh, come on, dude. And then all night, he just kept me on guard for him.
Did you get a tickle
on
him?
I did not sit comfortably the rest of the night. Because
I would just walk
like,
close up behind him and make him.
And I would start giggling like a little idiot, like a little fat teddy bear. I'd go,
so at what point?
They knew he's coming.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. And you have the body strength to stay in it.
Well, that was it. He was like, before I pee, I'm going to swing. Like, I'm going to fight as hard as I can.
I'll
hang in there. I'll take a couple blows.
Yeah, take that 8 seconds.
Listen, Christine.
Ride that bull. Fucking give him a piss.
Like a Mexican boxer.
Yeah. Christine could attest to this also. I will hold her down and tickle her well beyond what she enjoys or thinks is funny. She's hating it, but laughing uncontrollably because she's being tickled. And I will do that far past her threshold. If she gets the drop on me for a second and gets in my armpit or something, I get very serious. Very serious.
It's when I get hit.
I get very serious. I go, seriously, not me. Not me, only you. Not me. Not me. And I hold her down, and I get up and leave the room so she doesn't try anymore. I don't want to pee on her.
I didn't want to bring this up on air because I figured you wanted to keep that a secret.
Yeah, you think I'm going to get attacked tickled on the road?
I don't know.
You're going to have to fight now from here on out.
I don't think the Death Star did a fucking radio show about where their weaknesses were.
Yeah, dude. You'd be surprised. There's a little thing right in the middle.
No, not a lot of people know this, but dude, if Shane and I got you right now,
it would be chaos.
It
would be fucking chaos.
We tear this room up, the three of us, guys. You want to go out like that?
But if you peed your pants, it would be worth it.
I think this would sink.
Light jeans, dude, you're going to see them all get dark right down the middle.
Dude, it'd be worth me torpedoing the second show today, the live show today.
When you'd be sending it down.
I would be,
when was the last time it happened to you?
I don't know.
Like that you moved? Smart move.
I don't know.
I was like, why is he getting the fuck up? Oh, because he knows.
Oh, yeah. Shane would have already done it 3 times.
I forgot.
I'll rely on you forgetting again.
You just reminded a predator one of your weaknesses.
I'm so excited to try to get you, dude.
No, dude,
just
looking
at those sides.
You shouldn't have brought this up at all, especially after all that shit.
It was very funny.
For NBA 2K tonight?
Yeah, him looming around. You can't tickle me during the game. That's not fair.
What are you talking about?
There's no Geneva.
Play man on the ball defense.
There's no Geneva Convention.
Yeah. You didn't sign the Hague Convention. Yeah. I'm going to tickle you, dude.
Everything was going great until Shane started tickling me during the game.
So what he can do is he can hold the line with these and just come through.
Come and get you.
When is the last time you pissed your pants from being tickled?
I don't know.
As an adult?
It's been a long time. It's been a pretty long time. But I used to, when I was younger, I started doing stand-up comedy, and luckily, I didn't even notice that it happened. I built a callus to it from when I was like a kid through even like probably like a late teenager. If I found something that funny and laughed that hard, I would have to stop myself from pissing a little.
I think that's so
or
great.
Or I'd piss a little.
I think that's so great. Mine was always breathing. I couldn't breathe if I laughed too hard. I'd be like, I can't breathe.
Really?
So I'm like, I just
always breathe fine, but my dick had a hard time breathing.
Dude, that's great. Your dick's like, I'm a spit. This is too funny.
But there's definitely in my adult life far too many times I'd like to think that I've had like a piss squirt in my underwear from like, just like a squirt from like a laugh or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But that hasn't happened in years and years and years. And the tickling one is the only thing I know it would. Like, I'm saying that hasn't happened from just like laughing at something. If I find something even really funny now, it's just never a fear I have of that happening at all. But When Christine, if she tries to tickle me at all, like I get so serious so quick. I just don't know if that. I don't know if me not peeing is still in there.
So here's my question to you. For the rest of the show, now that Shane's all wired up, do you want to sit where I'm sitting? Because you got good defense against him, and I'll move to where you were.
What's he going to dive over a table and start tickling me?
Get over here.
No, I'll switch.
We'll have fun.
I'll switch. You switch here.
We do have 18 more minutes or so.
It's a long time to be in the tickle zone.
Here, you switch. Take your headphones off.
You don't have to switch. Get him over here.
I'm not torpedoing my fucking next show, dude.
Thanks, dude.
What you don't know is that I'll get in there with you. I'll fuck it.
That's two blocks. I'm gonna fucking come, dude. If
Shane's.
I didn't want to tell Jay, but if someone tickles me, I fucking shoot, dude.
Oh, fuck, I'm about to blow.
Oh, hey, man.
Oh, hey, watch out, mister. Watch out, mister. I'm about to shoot it all over.
Hey, man, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm gonna pop. Oh, put your hands on my cock.
Hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. East on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.